Blog Talk Radio.
Next year, but we gotta really be flying though. It don't look like we, I mean, we gotta really be flying.
But maybe by this time next year we'll have that big old house that I'm going to be building at the top of the hill for my family, and then we'll have a big old office.
That'll be nice.
And then we'll be able to kind of, we ain't setting it up like the Lion's Den. I believe Brother Daniel took my thought, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with improving on stuff. You know what I mean?
That's it.
But we got a full house inside the room here. No, man. Y'all, come on. Y'all go ahead and have at it, man. They cook some good food for y'all, man. We bless y'all, each and every last one of y'all that are here tonight. We got a lot going on in Israel. We're glad that y'all are able to join us. It's good to have y'all here. Hey, let me tell y'all something. If you don't believe me, I got Pastor Corey in here and Elder Mitch, and they can start and tell you, and there's Teacher Shane over here, I'm telling you. Man, little did I know what I was saying during Passover, huh? But people are falling like flies, though, huh? I mean, they dropped, what? Mm-hmm. It's like somebody sprayed some of that barn spray, and then them flies went in and got a whiff of that and just fell out of the sky.
Chemtrails get some of it.
Chemtrails getting everything, huh?
Yeah, they get some of it.
They falling like flies. Jeez. Man, hey. But the Most High does all things well.
Indeed.
Does all things well. We in the house here tonight, of course, as usual, we got myself, Teacher Shane, Pastor Corey, Straightway Kansas, Elder Mitchell, Straightway Kentucky, Brother McDowell, and Brother Trey. And Brother Josh. Brother Josh this morning also from Straightway Kansas. We all in the house here tonight, and we're indicted in a good matter, regardless of everything that's going on in this world. We're definitely indicted in a good matter. And the reason why we're indicted in a good matter is because our names are still written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
And we're not squandering our eternity on a mess of parties. No, there's a lullaby. Ain't nothing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like a song we play, ain't nothing out there. There ain't nothing out there. And all the joy that they think they have, it's just the joy that the world gives to them. It ain't the joy of Yah.
Okay.
It ain't the joy of Yah. No way, shape, fashion, or form. So here we are in exile to our Yah,
mm-hmm.
sitting here in Tennessee, coming to y'all live and direct. Pastor Corey is going to be delivering a message tomorrow. But we here. And we pretty Monkey Bastard in the house as usual. Bless you, my brother. Monkey Bastard, man, he be contributing hard to the work of the ministry, man. He does. He's faithful, man. I want everybody to know, get a few announcements here out of the way. I want everybody to know, listen, y'all better hurry up and get y'all changes in because we're no longer going to be using P.O. Box 32 or 506 Ellington Drive. Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. We're going to the Highway 632, 52 Bypass West, number 7. That's what we're going to be doing the majority of our mail. You know it's crazy with the United States Post Office, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You get this little bitty box, man. It the front of it ain't no size, ain't the size of this manual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing, I remember when that thing used to be like $30 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is $105 a year now.
Wow.
And I can go over here to this PMB box and get that for $30 a year. Isn't that something?
Yep.
I can go over here and get the same mail for a quarter of the price. And then you go walk in the post office and you see all these mailboxes, and they got this could be your box. Nobody wants that box. No, hold on. I got this wrong. It's $100-something every 6 months.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mother Carol could tell me, or somebody. I think she could tell me. But that thing is extremely expensive, and I know I'm paying no more than $40. Couldn't be no more than $40 for that box out there. I'm telling you, we got to make moves. Everybody else cutting corners, we cutting corners too. I'm telling you, we cutting corners because everything we do, we doing it. $90 for what? See, so that's about $180 a year. Who pays $180? Can y'all believe that? And you know the post office, man, they pay these people good.
Mm-hmm.
What really got into their pockets? Somebody got their hands in their pocket, don't they? Was that email. That internet boy got their hands deep in their pockets. And now they up here at Amazon and everything else. They delivering packages and everything, trying to keep up with UPS. And y'all see these little mail boxes. They better start getting us some trucks.
Right.
Because I mail ladies sometimes, man. She has to do her route and then go back and then come back and just to bring our mail sometimes.
Wow.
Brother Eric, thank you, my brother. Bless you. Pastor Corey, Elder Mitch. Brother Eric Howard there.
Bless you, brother.
Brother Eric Camacho. Gives an offering there. Bless you, leaders of Israel, my brothers and family. Brother Mike up there in straightway between the border of Kentucky and Tennessee. And then Brother Brown. Bless you, my brother. Down in that, man, there's a lot of people down there in that fellowship down there in Dallas. A lot of people down there. We, one of the announcements is we got a debate coming up. And the debate is to be determined. And like I said, it damn sure ain't going to be before no November. And mind you, my wife ain't even finished putting everything back in. She just wiped that calendar. See, June was right down here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ugly looking. And she got to fill it all in. Baby started crying and carrying on. And next thing you know what I mean? You got to drop what you're doing. But that thing is, You know, I try to tell people all the time, if we got to go one place in a month, and I think Brother Luke, him and his wife up in Colorado, they're going to be getting married in August. But we got to go one place in a month. People don't understand that if we're gone for 4 days, that's like taking a week and a half out of our schedule.
Killer.
It's literally like taking a week and a half out of our schedule. And what ain't up there right now, but I wish I didn't know it was going to work out. Like, I wish I would have seen that calendar, boy. Man, I wish I would have seen that. I think I got a picture of my phone. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Come second day, it's about to get real on straightway.
Yeah.
It's about to get real.
Yeah.
It's about, we getting ready to get into that old Hebrew slave driving.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, we're going to hit it hard, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, don't. This ain't for the faint-hearted, I promise you. Man, we getting ready to hit 80 yards. 80 yards. That's Congress. That's 80 yards.
That's
man. How many more yards is that vehicle? That building y'all had was pretty big. It was about 30 yards more.
We had about total footer and pad. Matter of fact, that outdoes us. Well, we did 70, I want to say, 33, and maybe like 34. So we're looking about 68, 69 total for that 63 by 60. We got 52 more feet left to go, but just the initial first half we did, we're looking at about 70.
And people don't get it. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
People don't understand concrete is heavy.
Real shit.
And the bending over part good. Elder Rupert said, this is a man work right here.
Oh, yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff in my life, but nothing like his. Brother Daniel said, NFL, he said, man, training camp ain't got nothing on this.
Wait till they screen.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. Oh, they did that yet.
No, they did
no screening yet. They did
with child play.
Seaman, thank you, Monkey Pass. He said, Seaman, we got 80 to put down second day for real.
Yeah.
And mind you, the tabernacle, I think it was 100. I think it was 180 yards.
Mm.
Let me get this in my mind.
How big that building?
That building is 52 by 140. That's 52 by 140. He said, oh, good God, I'm mercy. That's 52 wide by 140, man, I'm telling you.
One day, right?
Huh?
We did that one day?
Yeah, we did. Them trucks was running. We got the pictures.
Yeah,
them things was running, brother. Man, we had every truck, including ones they had sitting on the lot. They took it down off the lift, man, and they went and said, let's just fill it up. We had them things backed up, man.
We were getting ready for that pad. We had the Georgia boys down there. Yeah, Rupert sent me 3 men.
Oh, boy.
He sent me Brother James, Brother Chris, and he sent me Brother Emiliano. The first day they got there, we preparing the pad. We filling in rock, tamping it down. By
right.
Hand, this wheelbarrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we did rent a tamper, a vibrator, a skid. So we working, my just blazing out there. Y'all went out there.
Oh, yeah, it's hot there in Kentucky,
it's
man.
It's blazing, right?
Yeah.
All day. No shade. You know, we ain't got no trees. We got trees, but it's very little. They're out in the open.
No, y'all ain't got no, y'all trees are surrounding
there
the land. Ain't no damn tree on the middle. Y'all tree is surrounding land, and then it's all on the other side of the land.
Yeah.
Where you put calico, man, we was out there.
Yeah.
We was out there wide open. You might as well have been in the ocean, man.
Yeah, because we both so we out there hitting it, right? And all of a sudden, we got a little shade. But we got a cloud came through.
Did y'all do a dance?
It hit everybody.
As we say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, look. As fast as it came.
It went.
As fast as it went. And you know what I popped up? I got up off my knees and I said, y'all know what? Now I know what Lazarus wanted.
Yeah, you better believe
it. I thought about Latin or rich man. I thought about... hey, man. I say, brother. Hey, y'all remember Lazarus the rich man? Like, yeah. I said, now y'all know what the rich man wanted. All he wanted was a little... And that didn't appease us. It didn't. It Man, as soon as that cloud
that was
came
too
up,
bad.
It was too, I was like, oh, man, it's back. But we just kept going. But we talked for about 30 minutes on the rich man of Lazarus. 30 minutes, man. 30 minutes. We were talking. We
were
in the book. Wow.
That's why. We often talk about what we're doing now. I'm telling you, go out there and look and search the internet and see what we're doing now if it's being done.
You ain't gonna find it.
Because we know full well what we're doing is for the generations behind us.
Indeed.
That's why we build so much in concrete.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't like building with concrete probably just as much as anybody. I promise I don't, but I know the longevity of it.
Yes, sir.
The longevity, you can't be. This house right here will be still standing, man, 120 years from now, while a stick frame building, man, that thing will fall out in 50 years or less. They'd be all bent up and everything else. And if them termites done ate them all up or whatever the hell you got going, who knows what faults you doing up in that damn lab or something with Wuhan. I mean, man, if they create a damn concrete-eating termite, boy, we in trouble.
Right.
We in some serious trouble then. But, boy, I'm telling you, we feel like it. We use these blocks and we use this concrete. And now, Brother Kabir, man, he gave an offer to the ministry. He bought some form walls.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all understand? Y'all don't get that, do
you? I get it. I know.
Y'all
I
get a form wall? I'm going to tell you what form wall is. All right, now, it's going to, believe it or not, it would take us, I know it sounds crazy, but as long as it would take us to form up the walls, we could actually have a building built with blocks. The difference is when you set these walls up, you got a pump truck that's going to pump the concrete into walls that we form up, and it's got rebar in it to hold it in. So it's a hell of a lot less labor intensive. You're still going to get, even if you Corfield block walls, you're still going to get longevity out of it, but this is a solid wall, too. This is a solid wall. And one of the things about concrete is that, man, if you ever had to defend your position and stuff, there ain't no small arm fire going through no 6-inch or 8-inch concrete wall.
Right.
They ain't going to do it. You can be able to defend your position pretty dang good. You understand what I mean? That's like when y'all look at my living room and stuff, man, you can tell I just got military. Because you can't even damn crawl through neither one of them windows. They so thin. I was thinking tactical. You know, it's like he's at the front of the land, man, get the smallest wood out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, need some big old windows. But I tell you, I told y'all what was transpiring, what was going to take place, is that we were going to be knee-deep this year and next year. It's nothing but just building. Yep. And then Brother McNabb, man, he's been showing up everywhere.
Yeah.
Are you still working?
Yes, sir.
Man, good. Hey, I may be working. I know you're working with us, but you still working. You got a wife now. You still working, right?
Yes, sir.
You got to feed her.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's make it sure, because he working now. You know what I mean? But, man, he come out there showing up with us. Kentucky, he be showing up here in Tennessee. Every time you get a little moment off, you here too, man. And hot sun, them brothers didn't even offer you water.
Yes, sir.
They better offer you some water. They don't let me know.
Yes, sir.
But if you notice, we got a circuit going where we're. Well, matter of fact, we just had some more Teacher Shane and Brother Brett just got finished leaving Straightway Goshen in Indiana, mm-hmm. doing work up there, and then Brother Brett Craig going Straightway Cleveland, mm-hmm. Tennessee. Him and Brother Jonathan from Straightway Georgia, they just gave it up about a whole week redoing whole septic system, and they out there, man, and then, you know, it wasn't too long ago, we had a round robin door up there in Straightway, Kentucky, where Elder mentioned him. And I'm telling you, man, it's some work, man.
It's
some work. That's all I can tell you. It's some work. It's some work. It's some work, and
it is.
Because, I mean, I look on the internet. This week I was looking on the internet to see if I could find, you know, you got allegedly all of these so-called churches, camps, groups, studies, teachings, and yet and still, they don't want to see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
They want that you have all of this, but yet and still, they're not really together, though.
Right.
You hear me, Pastor?
Oh,
they're not really. They really truly not getting. Yeah, I mean, the book, I'll quote a scripture that would never resonate with them. You'll never hear it quoted because it can only be quoted if you're doing it. Yeah, living it.
For instance,
I give an example. Love not in word, but indeed. They don't understand that. They can't touch it. Sitting behind a video camera and doing 3 hours of teaching Friday night and another 5 hour teaching Saturday morning, and you understand what I mean? Come on, we battling these scriptures. We gonna quote these, and we quote these scriptures when we get finished. When we get out there, we read it. We learn what it's supposed to do. It's called applied knowledge.
Yes, yes.
It's applied knowledge, and they can't even define what the book says. By this, all men shall know you are my disciples.
Yeah.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah.
They talk is serious cheap. You were down there working with Elder Rupert and them on that brand new fellowship hall building they got going.
Yeah.
Love not in word, but in deed.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one they can't never touch, Pastor. They that preach the message must live it.
Yeah.
See what I mean? They can't equate it.
That's it.
There's no way. You can't equate it unless you're living set apart.
Yeah.
And they think we just pulling all this from the New Testament. You know what they're starting to call the New Testament now, right? They're starting to call it the Christian Scriptures. You ever heard of them before? Yeah, that's what they call them. I mean, it's going to be systemic, man. There's always going to be something coming up. They think we only pull it from the Christians. Hey, turn to Leviticus, teach. Leviticus chapter 20, start at verse 24. We're going to come from the Christian scriptures. And you all know this is Hebrew.
Yeah.
You, as soon as you mention Leviticus, you already know you're in the Torah.
Yeah.
You already in the Torah. Brother Jermaine says, Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd. Shepherds. Corey, Elder Mitch, Teacher Shane, and the brethren, saints, at the hub, blessings from Straightway, Ohio.
Shalom.
Man, I'm telling you, man, these people, I just, y'all understand, there's a doorway of entrance. There's a revelation of knowledge that's open up to you when you do something.
Yeah.
You understand? You, I mean, you can quote, man, come on, people, there'll be Hebrews out there on the script, man, they push button.
Yep.
They can say anything, man. They can spirit recall. Here, honey, give me some. They got a spirit of recall just like that. But if you notice, there are whole passages of the Torah that's totally ignored. They can't touch on it, Pastor. They can't do it. Lee Christopher. You know what's amazing about me? Okay, look. Right, these are reading glasses, right? Mm-hmm. These things right here. Now, I can't read that thing from here.
Mm-hmm.
You see how small that print is? That's less than four.
Yeah.
Right? I can't reach. Now, I take this off and read it.
Wow.
Shabbat shalom, pastors, elders, and teachers. Bless all that labor for the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
All right. But then I turn around, open up his book. I can't see his damn thing. I have put these glasses on, green glasses. And that started when I was like 46 years old, man.
Wow.
I woke up one morning, I was like, what happened? You know what I mean? So, but anyway, there's a doorway of interest and a revelation of knowledge, scripture truth that can only be revealed, we'll quote another principle of the word. Blessed are not the hearers, but the
doers.
See, you can't get around it. I mean, the spirit of it is there all the way around you. There's a revelation, and that's the reason why you don't never hear these scriptures quoted. You don't never hear these passages of the word quoted whatsoever at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it involves more than lip service.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it because, I mean, we ain't standing forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And according to the book, we're supposed to be laying up for the children's children.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to teach the seed now. So for the next generation.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I do get it. I'm just a figure of speech. I do get it. If I didn't get it, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
True.
And that's just true.
Yeah, but you said it. You know,
go ahead, Pat.
I ain't cutting you off, but
no, go ahead.
You talking on it, you know. When I was
slide that bit down. Okay. You and Elements get up on something. Slide that bit down so you can get in here a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And I'll move over here a little bit. There you go. Yeah, you in there.
All right. Shabbat shalom. But, you know, we was down there in Georgia. I reminded DeMori, you know, because, you know, he didn't shout out.
That boy.
He did.
He done grew another damn inch. That boy.
Did he?
I said, boy. That seems like you done grew another inch from Passover.
That's it. Yep.
Eating everything, too.
Oh, he's eating it up. I mean,
human trash.
Ooh, man, my just, good.
Go ahead.
Put you out, man. But, you know, I said, man, what's the two words I always talk to you about? That's heritage and inheritance.
That's got to be ingrained in our seed. It's got to be ingrained.
That's it. You talking about? You just said we are storing up for our children's children. Well, then, what is your role in it? You my firstborn. What is your role?
There you go.
In this.
And your strength.
Right.
Your strength.
So you got to understand where you can't let this slip to your hands or you fumble the blessing.
Hey, is that right?
That's it.
I mean, let me give you an example. You look at everybody familiar with Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see that guy that's standing behind Louis Farrakhan? That's his eldest son.
Right.
He ain't trying to preach. He ain't trying to teach. He's just there protecting dad.
That's it.
Guarding over dad until time.
That's it.
I'm serious. You don't think he done been trained up? Farrakhan, 80-something years old now.
Yeah.
You don't think he being trained up?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But I know one thing. He ain't in five states over away from his father. He right there.
Right. Yep.
Right there.
That's it.
And that's what... Now, you see what I'm saying? That's the way we have to have our seed. And pastor doing right by, mention them to again.
Inheritance.
We got to talk about that more. We got to pound that hard. We got to be pound hard.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about all in Israel. Because, see, the way the communities and everything is set up is when you own these communities, these, wherever you're at, that's your home. That's your place. And ain't no need. We in Israel, we ain't got no land boundaries amongst ourselves, only amongst the heathen.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? So, and man, it's a big old community. But go ahead, Pastor. I mean, I just, man, that's just, we got to pound that like a 2-ton heavy stick.
But that's what it is, you know, and it's to the point, Shepherd, where I told my three oldest, you know, I said, y'all got three younger brothers, you know, right now, that's going to be coming up under y'all. Y'all don't leave the house. That means, wherever land I'm at, you're not moving, going away to college. You're not doing all those things. That's why I'm not putting you involved in all these other things, because you understand.
Like the world.
Yeah. We building something. It's getting started. It's just getting started. And your hands have to be on this so much so that what we're getting ready to start doing, because now you 13.
Mm-hmm.
And with your hands getting ready to touch, remember, these are things our hands are touching. Even when the breath goes out of my body, you got to remember everything I'm telling you right now.
You got to remember
so that my seed that's coming after you, that's going to bear my name.
Yeah.
Not your name, mine.
There you go.
That we be doing this. We have a responsibility to Israel, because Most High Yah chose us to walk in this. You are back in it. Your children are blessed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As long as they stay in it.
As long as they stay in it.
As long as they stay in it.
That's it.
Because you think about this. This is what the Father done with us again already. I remember, you know, I used to, when I would come home from a mission, you know, when I was in the military. First thing I do is spend time with my children. You know what I mean? And I taught Chuck how to throw a football. By the time he was 8 years old, he was throwing football better than I was. I can't throw. He was a flat. You know, to be a quarterback, I don't care if it's college, high school, college, you know, not only do you have to have the arm strength and the accuracy, but you got to have this. Mm-hmm. You got to have them. You got to be intelligent.
Be smart.
You got to be smart. You know what I mean? A quarterback got to know every position on the damn field. You got to make adjustments and read, move people around. You got to know everything, but you got to be intelligent. Chuck had all of those tangibles.
Mm-hmm.
Every single, he could throw the hell out of a damn football. He had all of that. Plus, he's 6'3", too, so he automatically in the club then.
Right.
You understand what I mean? He could do it, but not. I dropped it like a 2-ton everything. Now, think about this. Here we are now. We got 4 former NFL players in the ministry now.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them would tell you they ain't nowhere in hell they'd do that crap again.
Right. That's it.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
They said ain't no way I'll do that mess again. What? Yeah. Beat my tail, my They wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
They would not do it. They said there's no way I would even teach my child even get out there on that damn gridiron and beat yourself up like that. Wouldn't do it. Think about that. Look at the wisdom of that.
Yeah.
Think about that. And then nobody wants to listen to all that wisdom.
Right. That's nuts.
TJ. Yeah. Daniel Muir. Kabir.
That's it.
Rob Mathis. I ain't talking about, man, even in the NFL, we talking about those scrubs. We talking about every one of them stars.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
People who done been there have done it. You done traveled, they can tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And look what life ended up with them. Right here in Straightway. Right here in Straightway.
Glory. Shep, I was looking at you earlier, man, with little Hezekiah, man. You know, this is what brings joy, because I listened to you long time ago, but not only. You know, I was looking at an old video, and I told the Saints, I'm going to have them watch this video again.
I must have had all black hair on my face.
I think it was called Me, My, and I versus We, Us,
And them.
And them.
Them.
Man, I remember this. I said, this is timeless wisdom.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got it marked from an hour and 40, no, an hour and 30, all the way up to 2 hours, the 2 hour mark. Because everything you was talking about in there specified really how you identify people that don't get what we trying to do. When you ain't in this type of mindset, you don't understand what you got to do. Ain't no running away from this. Ain't no, we do this, the correction, the instruction, the reproofing, the rebuking is all so people can understand we are enduring to the end. So we can see the Messiah, but we chose to give up, give up our lives, so that what the life that Yahshua didn't have, he can have it in those who was going to be faithful servants unto him in this earth right now as he worked a work in us.
And then the Bible said, I will work a work in your day, though a man declare.
And that's it.
You go ahead, Pastor.
No,
you own it.
But
you own it.
And that's why I said, you know, when I look and I see this and you know, just being down there, you know, whatever roof is, all I want to do, I told the brothers, I said, you know, we can see each other in here doing this work. Because this is all about, we get in here, we learn it, but it's also just looking and seeing it. Other people who dedicate their lives, but Emiliano was up. I mean,
Emiliano, that's a worker, man.
You was right back in that boat.
Listen, Emiliano, that's one of the few brothers I know that can work with us all day long.
He
can do it with us all day long. He did up there in Kentucky. I mean, Brother James worked like that, too.
He did.
I was worried about Brother James, though.
Day two was there.
I was worried about Brother James. But I'm telling you, man, but Emiliano, man, I don't know about that. I know what love is, Emiliano.
That's it.
I know what love is.
When I came in, I had already said 6 o'clock. We stayed late, knocked this off. And we already got this done. I said, man, ain't no check coming.
Ain't no check coming. Just a labor of love. You know what I mean?
Labor
of love to the brethren. That's how you know you love y'all.
You feel me? And this is what we gotta train up this generation to understand that, because you know you're not gonna get that in the world.
Nah. Damn generation, something else, boy.
Yeah, you're not gonna get that and among true Israel. Because people, I listen to a lot of talk, people say they think you just trying to be faithful to a man. What is he doing?
Well,
what is he
doing? Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
They want to say, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Tell them to bring their ass out of here. I'll show you what I'm doing.
Man, it's a jealousy, and it's the same.
I'm old as shit. Come on out here and work with me for one damn week. You'll see what I'm doing. I hope it saves you.
It should.
I hope it saves you. And why does everybody always want to put forth the finger and word about what the hell I'm doing?
Jealousy.
I know one thing, the inspiration that we've done here in Israel, men, I understand that a lot of men today didn't have father figures.
Mm-hmm.
When they come across a father figure, man, they grasp a hold of that. They take a hold of that and run that, and then they learn how to be fathers.
That's it.
And they're not going to squander that. You understand what I mean? So that's why this ministry is loaded with PKs.
Man.
They call them pastor kids. They're loaded with them. Loaded with them. All a man needs is just a little bit of motivation. Cause, I mean, you think about it. The world gives you a certain picture.
Yep.
And everybody think they're in that paradigm, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the spirituality to break out of that norm, break out of that box. When you break out of that thing, come on, man. What we talk about and what we do, it is totally unconventional. It makes no sense in this world to give up a $100,000 a year job Then your brother get up behind the law of your job. Why go live out in the country and work your ass off like a bunch of slaves? You understand what I mean? Up, down, sun up, sun down. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? Yeah. It's staying in tent, sacrificing. You understand what I mean? What kind of sense is that making this generation? Makes no sense whatsoever, but I do know this. And I'm going to get my famous quote, too. The blessing of the Lord is rich and has no sorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I know one thing, everything we got, we own.
Yeah.
And we don't owe nobody nothing but love. I promise you that. I'm telling you right, everything, including every blade of grass on this land, there's no debt tied to it at all.
See?
Think about that.
Nah,
and I promise you, and we give.
Mm-hmm.
We give. Yeah, what does the book say? Why is it give?
Yeah.
And it's but see, people don't believe that.
Yeah.
Yah told you to try him, prove him, test him, see if he would or not. They don't know how to do it because they're doing it in the wrong vein. They think proving, testing, and trying is going out there and giving all your damn money to T.D. Jakes. A damn snake in the grass. Man, we are not here to put eternal roots down on this earth. We're here for a period of time. We need to make sure we build for a period of time because we're supposed to occupy until he comes.
Yes.
But then after that, man, our whole focus is the kingdom, everything. Everything. And so you're going to find out those people who truly, their life is really done for. I had somebody last week, Pastor, they on the comments, they said, yeah, I see you, Pastor. It sure is, boy. Look at that nice Cadillac. I said, yeah, I'm so glad I got one. So did. Only one problem, though. It ain't mine.
Yeah.
Don't belong to it. Then I called, the next day I called Brother Brent up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, here's the rest of it. Read that right there. Tell everybody what it says.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee I won't hear nothing from that pig.
See?
That put forth the accusation.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Chef, that's why we, you know, you don't understand the effect that what you have done in just being obedient. Because to me, listening to tonight, it gives, and I've been thinking about it really more than this because I'm just looking at what's happening. And you take all of these men. Watch this. Did Elder Roots not build before he met you?
Elder Roots ain't built a damn thing before he met me. Elder Roots didn't know I built nothing. Elements ain't built nothing either.
You see, I mean,
they both tell you, they ain't know how to build shit. I ain't even know how to build shit before I met me.
So, you know, so give a whole new meaning to be fruitful, multiply, and subdue. See, you got to subdue the earth with people like us. You know what I mean? And not these folks that's useless, that you give all your life to Sunday football.
Oh, you give them your whole life. And if not, then you give them your job the whole life. You put all your hours every single week for a paycheck. And that you may not, depending on the economy, you may not even be able to finish out the mortgage on that house that you so-called allegedly trying to work for.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the housing market crash in 2008?
Mm-hmm.
There was doctors, lawyers, everybody on the streets on Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
On Skid Row, man, because they lost every dang thing. Couldn't make ends meet. This right here, what we doing, it's recession-proof.
Mm-hmm.
It's depression-proof.
That's it.
Yeah, because y'all have already approved it, tested and tried it. And it's crazy because it goes against all so-called conventional wisdom. Every bit of it. And we got, man, we got single brothers, single sisters. We've got married brothers, married sisters. We got families on the land. We have old people. We got the oldest woman in the ministry on the land. Mother Lillian, 85 years old. We even have a cemetery on the land that we did ourselves. They told me I had to have a license for it. You remember that when we first buried Brother Ernie, said the coroner came down here and the people on the funeral home said, well, you got a license for us? I said, sure do. He says, can we see it? I said, look up. There was a hole right there. Give my brother his body, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They took off. And said another word. We never had another problem with them. Whatever. No state registration for a damn cemetery. Why do a dead person got to pay to get buried? Now, you get my brother and sister, we're going to bury them our own self. Then you know what happened a couple of years later? They turned because of the way that Elder Doug designed the wooden vaults that we do. They actually wanted to pay us to make wooden vaults.
Wow.
I kid you not, man. I kid you not.
That's amazing.
I kid you not, because people want to go back to the old way. And not only that, people don't want to continue to keep destroying the environment.
Yeah.
With these damn caskets and all this damn cremation. Embalming. Embalming and all this other stuff is tearing up everything. Tearing up everything, babe. So they wanted to try to get back. I said, well, damn, that damn wood has got chemical stuff in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they just wanted to do it, I guess, for conscience sake. But what we doing, it does not only take care of the children take care of the sisters. Mm-hmm. It's the only ministry I know that a woman has the opportunity to actually truly be a sister and a mother.
Yep.
All she has to do is just be a sister and a mother and a wife.
Right.
Just be that. It's really that simple. But for some reason, people don't want to do it. They'd rather go out there and go against wind and tide, fight against the Most High God. I don't get it. I don't get it for the life of me. It makes no sense to me whatsoever at all. So then they turn around and call us all type of disparaging names and comments, you know, cult leader and all this other stuff. Well, damn, where's your life done led you? You know what I mean? Where's your life done led you? What we call? We call Leviticus 20:24.
Yep.
They call it free to teach. Let's see what the law says. Everybody's bent on the law of God, right? The law of God. Everybody's bent, at least they seem like they bent on it.
Right.
Read it, teach. Let's see if the eternal word of the Most High God is still living today. Because, you know, a lot of people just want to get rid of the law because some type of Roman Gentile wrote that in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying now. That's the assertion that they're putting in now. Come on, teacher.
But I have said unto you.
What did you say?
You shall inherit their land.
We shall inherit what land?
Their land.
Why? Because we're going to be scattered.
Yeah.
Jerusalem is our land. Mm-hmm. All right? But he said in this right here, this is law, we're going to inherit their land. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And I will give it unto you to possess it.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Most people, you know, think about it. A lot of times you can get land through war, through conquest, or you pay for it.
Yeah.
Either way it goes, you get it.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
A land that floweth with milk and honey. I am Yahweh, your Elohim.
All right. So what land might that be? Because remember, Yahweh's already speaking prophecy right now when he says you're going to inherit their land.
Yeah.
Keep on. Keep on. Their land.
Yeah.
There's already speaking way off in the future.
Yeah, see it?
Because if we was obedient to y'all, we would have been in our land.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? That makes perfect sense, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Which have separated you.
What did you do, y'all?
Separated you.
From what?
From other people.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
How can he do that unless he pulls us out from where we were,
mm-hmm,
and put us over here set apart from what? Other people. Come on.
And I will set.
His computer done changed on.
You shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean.
Uh-oh. And now, y'all do notice we ain't got one unclean beast on our land. The only unclean beast run on our land is when we are getting ready to go to bed at night and stuff. That's why I got that damn thermo over there.
Mm-hmm.
So when that damn rabbit come across and anything, can't nobody see it, I'll tag his ass with that damn thing. Because, you know, he can't even see his ass. Then we're going to throw all my heat. See the trick? Bow! Trying to eat a up our damn guards. That's why we got to fence up everything, thing. All these little terrorists running around.
That's it.
Trying to eat up our substance and stuff. But us, in general, we don't have any unclean beast on this land that we care for. Come on.
You shall therefore put difference.
But what?
Between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean. And you shall not make your souls abominable by beast, or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground.
We still have our laws intact. Even though we're going to inherit their land, we still have our laws intact. Is that right? Read on.
Which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy unto me.
See, we all know that holy means set apart, right?
Yeah.
We shall be set apart unto Yahweh thy Elohim.
Yeah.
Come on.
For I, Yahweh, am holy.
Somebody said to me the other day, they said, Pap, don't you know his name is Yahuwah? I said, brother, I don't care. You can call him Yahuwah, you can call him Yahweh. I'm fine with it, man. I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no arguing with me, man.
Mm-hmm.
No whatsoever at all.
Yeah.
I said, brother, if it make you feel better for me to call me Yahuwah, I'll call you Yahuwah. God ain't good. I said, brother, ain't nothing good enough.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing good enough. You Austin over here speaking pagan English.
Yeah.
And you think you got a monopoly on Yah's word. And there's not one of us in the last 2,000 years in our descendants and stuff was there when Moses heard his name.
Mm-hmm.
True. So, brother, don't sit up there and play. You go play with them other folks out there. Nah, I ain't the one.
That's right.
Just because you say it, it's supposed to be right. Says who?
Yeah.
Anybody can assert anything. Just because you say it don't mean it's truth.
Yeah.
Just because I say it don't mean it's truth. The truth that stands alone on its own. Read on.
For I, Yahweh, am holy and have severed you from other people.
So what has Yah have done? Now, we're way over in the law. He told us he is holy himself, and he has severed us. Severed is a violent act.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a ripping and a tearing that goes along with it. I have severed you from other people. Come on.
That you should be mine.
Hear that? So when you live set apart, like, is you showing that you belong to him? Are you following me? You're showing that you belong to him. Here, point blank. Read.
A man also, or a woman that has
the spirit. So there we are, way over in the law, where Yah is showing us that he has separated us from the people. So what do you think Yahshua get when he speaks about it in Luke 14? What do you think that Paul talks about when he's over in 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 17? What do you think the end of the book is talking about when he's talking about in Revelation 18, verse 4? What do you think the hell is all of that putting together and everything that everybody has said, from the law to the prophets to Messiah himself, all the way to the end of Revelation himself?
Yeah.
It's still consistent all the way. So how do people miss it? Unless you choose to ignore it. Read 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. We'll get a few more in. We're going to roll on with the sentiment. Hey, I appreciate each and every last one of you that contributed by way of Super Chat, Cash App, and PayPal. It's definitely going to be for the work of the ministry, because I tell you what, $80 of concrete, I'm going to let you know right now, that's about $9,000 in concrete.
Mm-hmm.
That's every bit of nine. That's nine bills plus right there, easy. That's going to be spent one dang day. Free teach.
But you, not equally, unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
See what I mean? Now, mind you, God already spoke in the law that he has separated us and severed us.
Yes, he did.
From the people of the land, right?
Yes,
from the other people.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness?
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you think about Elder mentioned him up there in Straightway, Kentucky. They got a trucking company. And they get ready to buy their third truck. Y'all don't understand what's going on there? He just told me, he said, Pastor, he said, I'm looking at this truck, I'm looking at this vehicle, I'm getting ready to buy these things. I waited a couple of days, I called back, and they jacked the dang prices up a couple more $1,000. And he said, let me ask you what's going on. He said, it's the market. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Elton?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Fill in the blanks what I'm trying to tell people right now. Because, see, right now, everything is, America moves by trucks.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. They stop, America stops.
Yeah.
So watch this. Look at the economy. This is another telltale sign of what the hell is going on.
Yeah. So they have what they call a chip shortage. And so it's affecting cars, trucks, SUVs, vans. But it's also affecting the commercial vehicles, the CNVs. That's what they call semis. So, and every industry is fighting for these so-called chips. So what's happening is the used vehicle market, no matter if it's semis, no matter if it's, like I said before, trucks, vans, cars, whatever, the used market, the vehicles are no longer depreciating, but they're appreciating.
You hear that?
Yeah, so it's working.
What kind of sense does that make?
It does. It's working in reverse. So it's going to be more difficult to obtain a new vehicle, so fleets. When I say fleet, I'm talking about Jacob Hunt, Schneider National, people that you see on the road, Warner, stuff like that. They're hanging on to the fleets. Normally what happens is their truck gets about 300 to 500-some thousand miles. Depending on what fleet it is, in that range, they turn in hundreds of trucks, thousands of trucks, and they buy new ones.
And they keep meticulous records on those trucks, too.
Yeah. So what they do is they turn them in, and they're purchasing from Canada. Or a person from Mexico. That's where the plants are, Canada, Mexico. There's very few plants in the United States.
And let me interject. You know the reason why, right? Because when people like damn Joe Biden ass is in office,
yeah.
American companies flee
yeah.
to Mexico, flee to Canada, flee to Japan, and all these other places right. stuff because rather than paying you high-priced ass Americans $30, $40 an hour, they can pay somebody else pennies on the dollars
yeah.
to produce the same damn goods and service, even though it costs shipping to get it here.
Yep.
Go ahead, El. I'm sorry.
No, it's a problem. But so pretty much what's taking place is these assembly lines aren't running as hard nor as fast, so there's not enough new trucks coming in to replace these fleets, so these fleets aren't giving these trucks up.
Y'all hear that?
They're hanging on to them. They're putting more miles on them. Therefore, the used vehicles that are already on the market, prices are going up. So it's all about demand.
And we're not talking about no old-ass used vehicles. No. We're talking about vehicles less than 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah, this is, I'm talking with 2021 right now, so we're talking 2016, 17, 18. You don't really see 19s
out there. We buy vehicles like that so we can run them in the ground.
And what the one we're getting right now is the 2017. And so it just happens to have low mileage on it. So what's happening is, I even called on a 15-passenger van. Same situation. Call that they have a listed price. But within the last week, when you call, what will happen is, hey, I see this van or I see this truck for such and such amount of dollars. And what they'll say is, we have it. It's still available. But it's no longer that price. I'm like, okay, what's the price now? And they'll give me, of course, an increase in price. And I said, what is the reason for the price? And they said, it's the market. The market is changing.
Isn't that a good old American entrepreneurship?
Yeah.
Go ahead and capitalize off of somebody else's misfortune.
There you go. That's exactly what happened. You're either in the buyer's market or you're either in the seller's market. Period. It's capitalism at its finest. So, I mean, it is what it is. So you got to get in where you fit
in. Better get in now.
Yeah, so get in where you fit in. Because you don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen in the fall, nor in the winter. I mean, it may flip, it may not flip. We don't know. Because manipulation.
That's it.
Manipulation. So that's all it is. We know that the world is given into the hands of the wicked, and these people, they control what silver is, gold is. They set the standard for all this.
They've been manipulating the whole time, cost over average. They got the damn market on every damn bank. And what we need to do is learn how to navigate the market. Now, i.e., I'm going to put a plug in for me and Kabir, all right? And i.e., that's where we come into play. We're going to show you what the shysters are doing and how to get around it and how to be able to prosper from it. I remember years ago, man, I ain't know now. I just speaking from the most high. You remember that, Mitch?
Yes, sir.
It was, in fact, come on, it wasn't no 300, 400 people coming to the feast then.
No.
And I had all those memories down there in the parking lot, down in front of the dial.
Yes, sir.
I said, I'm going to tell y'all what all y'all young brothers need to do.
Yeah.
Y'all need to all get y'all CDL.
Yeah. I said, hell no. I'm like, he ain't talking to me.
Yeah,
that's what I said. He ain't talking to me, and I got me a CDL right
now. So y'all need to get y'all CDL so y'all don't be up under the thumb of these people.
Yeah.
But not only that, little did you know that CDL would lead you to owning your own trucking company.
I had no clue.
And own your own trucking company, well, you got a few faithful brothers who the only time you usually see them is feast days.
Weekends.
You know the reason why? Yeah, and weekends. You know the reason why? Because they out there running them trucks.
Yep.
And when they running them trucks, guess what they doing?
Yep.
Bringing in money for Israel.
That's how we build our community, right?
You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they got just as much place in Israel as anybody does.
Yeah, they do.
You understand what I mean? Because they out there running them things, and you can make a hell of a lot more money running them damn trucks than going out there to that damn 9-to-5.
Can I give a shout out?
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to Brother Jason Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to Brother Josiah Miles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Josiah, that's Brother Sam's older brother.
Yeah. Josiah's older.
Yeah, older brother.
Okay, yeah, just Sammy's older brother.
Sammy's a baby.
Yes.
He don't look like a baby, but he's a baby.
He's a baby.
Sammy looks mean as hell.
Sammy's a big baby. All right, and I want to lastly give a shout out to, I also got two more. I got Brother Kenny, Melbert, and I also got, and that brother, listen, and let me say one more. Brother Elliot Mitchell Jr. is well.
That brother is that's another brother.
He's solid, man. But what I was going to say was, brother, also thank you, Brother Daniel Muir, and also Brother Yashar out there in the DMV. What I've done is I'm running the brothers in such a manner to where all they got to do is, if they're near fellowship and they're out on the road, I'll call the head there.
Oh, yeah.
And all they got a place to lay their head for the week if they want the fellowship.
Yeah, y'all better put them up.
You see what I'm saying?
Y'all better put them up. You're part of the straightway.
Yeah, if they want the fellowship.
We ain't talking about no damn Rudy fools. We talking about people that's serious.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And these brothers.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
We talking about Israelites. You give up your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these brothers are making a serious sacrifice, and literally, it's to the point where what we're doing is now, it's overtaking what we're going out there doing with a regular job.
You see what I'm saying?
Being a W-2 wager.
You see what I'm saying?
It's to the point where the money that we bring in with this is actually feeding us. It's actually building the community. I take the finances from this, and I'm able to actually build the community.
See?
I mean, all the blocks that we buy, literally every single pad that we pour footers has been paid for by our business.
But see what I mean? That's why we need this well-oiled machine. This is like your business.
Mm-hmm.
Your business right there. See, once you get everything going, get established, at least for a little while, you're going to lead a couple of responsible people back to keep it going.
Yeah.
I didn't just say any damn
problem.
You got to be responsible now.
Yes.
People got to have the same vision and the same care. Everybody don't have the same vision, and they damn sure don't have the same care.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One heart, one mind, one soul and one spirit. That's it. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all don't see me. I mean, come on, I got enough videos up here preaching and teaching and stuff to last your lifetime time.
Yeah.
Most of our preaching and teaching and stuff is when you're seeing us on videos doing stuff out helping others say. And it's only for inspiration.
Yeah.
I don't need no more pats on the back. I'm too old for pats on the back.
Yeah.
Pride been dead a long damn time ago, I promise you. How much more pride can you get when you're getting old as shit? You understand what I mean? You understand what I mean? Come on, man. We talking about success and bringing this thing forward.
Yes, Lord.
And when you can have that type of income to where you got brothers who see the vision,
yeah,
and then you got them brothers out there working,
yeah,
and then you got these brothers out here working their ass off, and then these brothers that are out there working come home and see, you know what? This labor that I'm doing, it's not in vain. We join together.
It's in progress.
They see it. We join together.
And see what that labor is helping us do on the land with the videos that are coming out, or rather when they come home, they see the buildings coming, they see a path forward.
at their chicken coop, at these guards.
In other words, they just ain't sitting back
no.
snipping on coffee and they were down back and eating pizza all down there.
Everybody got a role.
They got a role.
They have to be content. You can't be, I have aspirations to be on the land and do X, Y, Z. Man, no, we need you right there.
Now,
right
a lot of people think they want to be on the land. You don't want to be on land. No, you don't. I guarantee y'all don't want to be on land here the way I had to preach to the saints this week two times. You don't want to be here. No, you don't. No, you don't. Y'all ran to the world. That damn pastor, that damn pirate. Oh, shut up.
Yeah. It's real.
It's sad, brother. It really is no discipline whatsoever at all.
Mm-hmm.
Without a vision,
that's
exactly what's happening. Two people are doing what?
There's.
I'm sorry, but you can set up, you can study these scripts. You can talk about biometrics and all this other shit all damn day long. Ain't going to do a damn thing for you.
Yeah.
It ain't going to put no food in your belly. It's not going to prepare you for what to come. It ain't going to do none of that. We got to be well-rounded as a ministry and a community. We got to be well-rounded. Period, point blank. Where we at? St. Chris is what, six?
Yeah.
What'd you leave off, 14?
I'm at 14, yeah.
Read.
And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Messiah with Belial? What part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of Yah with idols? For you are the temple of the living Elohim.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
We are the temple of the living Elohim. How old are you, Josh? 20. 20. You know, I remember 20. I was 20 a whole year. 20. I remember 20 so good, man. That was the first time I had my first beer. I had a Schlitz malt liquor bull. Anybody remember?
Yeah.
Schlitz malt liquor bull. I was 20 years old. That was my first beer, man. I had a slit small liquor bullet during the Super Bowl. I drank one of those beers, and then I spent the rest of that night hugging the porcelain god. Mind you, I'm a young, I felt like bullets could bounce off my chest. I done damn jumped out of the way. I'm a U.S. Airborne paratrooper, baby. Second Airborne to me, man. Shit, man, I tore that damn toilet up that night. You hear me? Tore it up that night. I wish, I'm just saying, the Most High does all things well.
Yes.
I sure would have loved to have been in the faith at that age.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I could have saved me a few more years, at least seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
At least seven of them. I mean, I came into Yah and four more years later, but I could have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least seven of them. How much more farther could we have been along?
True. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that damn straightway Goshen, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas. They something else, man. And I'm going to call them stalkers. Because you know what they do? They come to the feast days, all these damn athletes and damn elite soldiers, and then they scope out all of our virgins and all of our good submissive sisters. Then they come and I finally caught on to their damn game. I got you, brother Daniel. I got your damn game. I got your damn game. Look at him laughing. Look. I got your damn game. I got your game. And they want to get the best of all of our sisters. And here in Straightway, Tennessee.
Boy.
Get the best of all of them. I didn't catch on to it. But, man, I'm on to y'all deception now. I got y'all. You think about it, for real. We got brothers around here need to get married. They want to snatch up all the virgins, all the sisters that are educated and submissive and make a lot of money. And look at them. Where you at? Where you at now, Daniel? Where you at? Where you at? Chime in, damn it. You know I'm just gonna chime in. They something else. They something else. Nah, but they good brothers.
Yeah,
they some damn good brothers, though. I still know what y'all doing. They damn good brothers, though. They like, shit, we better get... I guarantee you, Daniel said, let me tell you something. You want some sisters, you better get some straightway sisters. You better get straightway sisters.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. But, man, our family, look, I put my hand over my mouth. But I'm telling you, I've said this, Elder, you've been around a long time. Teach, you've been around a long, long, long time. I've always said this. You show me another ministry on the face of planet Earth that is doing what we're doing or better. I'm going to say it again, better and to a greater extent.
Yeah.
A greater level than what we're doing. I promise you, with every fiber of my being, after I discern it and see what the hell's going on, we'll get behind it. I'll show y'all, Smith. I'll show y'all get behind it. Because I know what y'all's in, and I know what he's not in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe.
I promise you, I don't know what he's in. I will show you how to get behind it and submit.
Yeah.
I'll show you by damn example. I will show it to you. Can't find nobody. I hear a lot of people, they want to fight theology and doctrine and all this other bullshit. What you going to do? Come on, man. Give it 10 years from now. We could all be gone, but our descendants have a place laid ahead.
Yeah.
Is there? Brother Rob, your shot said it's shalom, Pastor. It's an honor and privilege to be a part of this.
Isn't that crazy? I'm reading this shit. I'm always remembering
that. But I can't read this stuff in this book, right? It's an honor and a privilege to be straightway, under straightway in the leadership, and you and the elders. Please keep us in prayer for your guidance and favor as we are in the process of moving to a new home. Brother Yashar Straightway, Dean, M.V. That's good. Yeah, that's a good crew. And they getting, well, they getting there.
Yeah.
They ain't no damn, Yashar, y'all ain't no good crew. Y'all getting there.
Yeah.
Getting there. I'm going to help y'all. Elder Mitch, see y'all potential. I'm going to tell you, y'all ain't shit. Yeah, but y'all getting there. I'm going to tell you that straight up.
I
mean, no, for real. This is the spread.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
We with you.
Yeah.
I promise we with you.
Yeah.
We with you. Somebody asked me the other day, all right, Pastor, I remember them videos you said, by the time you get 50, that's what they said. They remind me, say, they said, well, by the time you get 50, you should be done. I said, I lied. I said, I'm done when the breath goes out of my body. That's when I'm done. That's when I'm done. I said, I can no longer speak in that type of conscience anymore. I'm done. I got three of sides that can rub all over my ass and keep me going.
That's it.
And then I got a couple of granddaughters. They can rub on it. Man, by this damn man, they rub. Ooh, cheat this motion right here.
Yeah.
This motion. All that damn heavy-ass mud on that trout like that all day. Ooh, shit, boy.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm trying to tell y'all, listen, a righteous man that attends to plenty. The book teaches that he lays up and in store for the people that's coming behind him. That's what the book teaches. The only thing these people want to do is them get us some type of damn esoteric doctors and teachers and their damn thing. I'm trying to get all these damn people out of damn New York. They won't get out of New York. There's no shortage of people teaching.
No, not at all.
Not fast. You can see pretty good, right? Right, teach. Watch this. All right? I got this book from my dad, Dead Sea Scriptures. See it? What does it say?
Dead Sea Scriptures.
And I don't know what that is now. I put a tab in there early. I was reading it early. Look, you see how yellow these pages are.
Yeah. Right?
This book was produced in 1973.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So the Dead Sea Scrolls wasn't discovered until the 40s. This 30-something years afterwards, right?
Right.
You see the yellow one, right?
Yeah.
The yellow one, right? Teacher, I want you to read. It says right here, of those who are to be excluded.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming directly from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Y'all hear this? Those who are about, look, for those who are to be excluded.
All right.
This is coming straight from the Dead Qumran Cave.
Mm-hmm.
By the Bedouins who found it. Over in the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to read this, teach, and read that. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Read, teach.
Anyone who refuses to enter the
ideal society of Yah. And persists in walking in the stubbornness of his heart.
I tell you what. I got to do fairness to this. Let me sing you the sister window. I got to use bathroom. What one you got? A1, A2? Window?
A1.
A1, okay, good. I'll be right back.
Shalom, Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to
right
now.
Right?
We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled Lafayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, no. Teach, go ahead, read.
Start from the beginning. Anyone who refuses to enter the ideal society of Yah and persist in walking in the stubbornness of his heart shall not be admitted to this community of Yah's truth.
Okay, now. Y'all hearing this, right? Y'all hearing this, right? All right, read on.
For insomuch as his soul has revolted at the discipline entailed in a knowledge of Yah's righteous judgments.
Come on, man.
He has shown no real strength in amending his way of life.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Don't tell me the words ain't powerful. Read on.
And therefore cannot be reckoned with the upright.
Who cut the AC real quick, man? And therefore you cannot be reckoned with the upright.
The mental, physical, and material resources of such a man are not to be introduced into the stock of the community. For such a man plows in the slime of wickedness.
Somebody got mad.
Mind you.
4,000 years of history. Translated to our tongue today. Ooh. See, you better be begging for the scriptures when you do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's breaking it down.
Yeah, it is.
It's breaking it. This. Come on with it.
For such a man plows in the slime of wickedness, and there are stains on his repentance.
No, hold on. See, we talked about this, though. You can repent and still have stains on it. In other words, you can repent and still not mean a damn thing. You can repent and just go through the motions. You can repent and still didn't mean nothing. All you did was just say a word.
That's it.
I'm going to let this cat out the bag.
I'm going to let it out.
I'm going to let it out right now.
Yes, sir.
Come on. People wonder why the Most High Yah despised Israel's sacrifices.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it out.
Come on.
I'm going to let it out. I called up El Rufus the other day. And we was in the conversation and we ended up talking. I said, I'm going to show y'all. Yah's people despise Yah's law. You want to hear it?
Come on.
I said, okay, suppose you married.
Yes, sir.
You got a wife.
Yes, sir.
You know your wife loves flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Every evening, bring her home a bouquet of flowers. Flowers good, smell good, hold on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But then you whoop her ass that night. You apologize. Next day comes. You bring some flowers.
Yeah.
That night, you whoop her ass again.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Yeah.
You repent. God, this is so dang. You bring a bigger bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
You bring them to her. When do you think, or how many times is it going to take for her to detest and abhor them damn flowers? Because them flowers are damn similar to
them.
So you're damn weak, because she know when them damn flowers coming, her ass get ready with you. You hear that? So how many times we as Israel, the so-called met the conditions of God with the fruit of our lips, so-called repentance and sacrifice, but it don't mean a damn thing.
Man.
That's why he said, I cannot away with it.
Yeah.
Bring no more blame obligation.
Yeah.
Don't bring no more fat rams.
No.
Don't bring no more bulls. No more blood. Don't even do it no more.
No.
It don't mean nothing. No. Don't mean a damn thing. Your heart ain't in it.
Your heart ain't in it. Good Lord.
Yep. Ooh,
shit. Wow. That's the reason why the Most High Yah said, I don't want to see no more vain oblations.
Yes,
it
is.
It don't mean nothing.
Nothing.
It don't mean nothing that you bought the flowers every single day.
Right.
When you're going to transgress in the next moment. It don't mean a damn thing. It don't mean nothing. Y'all hearing us, Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all hearing us, Israel?
Yes,
are y'all hearing I could have saved that for the baby. Still going to use it. you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And then you turn around and you hear something like this.
Hadn't tried.
Read, teach. It gets better.
He is not honest in resolving the stubbornness.
Go back a paragraph and let's read it. God said, will I be interrupted? So we can get this.
Anyone who refuses to enter the ideal society of Yah and persists in walking in the stubbornness of his heart.
Persist, presumptuous, daring, continue, forthright, forthwith, persist.
True.
Shall not be an authority of Yah's truth. For in so much as his soul has revolted at the discipline entailed in a knowledge of Yah's righteous judgments, he has shown no real strength in amending his way of life, and therefore cannot be reckoned with the upright. The mental, physical, and material resources of such a man are not to be introduced into the stock of the community, for such a man plows in the slime of wickedness, and there are stains on his repentance. He is not honest in resolving the stubbornness of his heart. On paths of light, he sees but darkness. Such a man cannot be reckoned as among those essentially blameless. He cannot be cleared by mere ceremonies of atonement.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be cleared by mere ceremonies of atonement. You cannot be cleared by you going through the motions of repentance. Come on.
Nor cleansed by any waters absolution, nor sanctified by immersion.
Baptism ain't going to help you either.
In lakes and rivers.
Just because you feel bad. Come on.
Nor purified by any bath. Unclean. Unclean he remains, so long as he rejects the government of Yah and refuses the discipline of communion with him.
You see, the government of Yah is the instructions of Yah. It's the instructions of the way that the kingdom is already set up.
Mm-hmm.
And you refuse it?
Reject.
And the instructions? And the way it's set up?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
For it is only through the spiritual apprehension of Yah's truth that a man's ways can be properly directed. Only thus can all his iniquities be shriven so that he can gaze upon the true light of life. Only through the Holy Spirit can he achieve union with Yah's truth and be purged of all his iniquity.
Ooh, I heard exactly what he said. I heard it.
Only that.
I heard everything. I heard it. I heard it a thousand times over. I heard it. Read on.
Only by a spirit of rightness and humility can his sin be atoned. Only by the submission of his soul.
See, in other words, I don't want to hear your words. I don't want to hear what you got to say with your damn lips. I want to see a walk of uprightness. I want to see a lifestyle of uprightness. I want to see your soul involved in this. Your mind, your will, your emotion. I want to see your nefesh. I want to see everything involved in this. Enough with your damn vain words. Trying to see me and you and the people.
Right.
Let him add up. Don't think y'all a fool. Y'all ain't no fool. This is powerful.
Yeah,
come on with it. I told you. Look at all the books. Y'all seen all the books out there. I went to that book the first thing I woke up this morning.
Yeah,
I ain't never read this book. Come on.
Yeah.
Back, I never have read that book.
Wow.
It's got my dad's name on it.
Yep.
Wow. That's his writing.
Yeah,
if it's available.
Right.
You see how old it is?
Yeah.
The pages are untarnished.
I'm
going to tell y'all, I never have ever read that book.
Wow.
And I promise you, I got close to 1,000 books in this home.
Yeah, right.
Just in this house alone. That's not including my bedroom. Y'all ain't seen that one yet. I got bookshelves in the bedroom, bookshelves in the living room, bookshelves in here. I got many bookshelves down here. How many bookshelves down here alone?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I got 7 bookshelves just in this office.
Oh. Eight, right there.
I got books in this house right now If you go to look at it on Amazon, it'll cost you $2,000.
Yep, you're right. Happened to me.
$2,000. I got plenty of $1,000 books. I got $2,000 books in this house right now. They just want to shut up the knowledge.
They do.
You know what it's going to do? My vision, my hope is it's going to be put in the libraries.
Yeah.
Oh, straight. We got to have a library.
Yes, we do.
Now, I'm serious. You got to have a library, bro. So that the people can have the wisdom to know. You got to have it. And not only that, a library is so important, it has to be protected and guarded. It has to be guarded and protected. You just don't put it in a damn building and just leave a person there that ain't got no damn... You need to put a warrior over a library. They'll make sure that the knowledge will be guarded.
Yeah, that's for real.
No, I'm serious, man. We done squandered too much in the angles of time. Damn, they want to talk about billions. We've been in existence. We're coming up on 6,000 years. All right, we're coming up on it, right? And, man, we need to protect what we... Let me finish reading it. I'm going to go off, man. I'm serious. I'm tired of this shit in this world. And the people playing down games. We know we ain't playing no games. We know that. But read on, teach.
Only by the submission of his souls to all the ordinances of Yah... can his flesh be made clean?
Only by the submission of his soul. You hear this, Josh? Man, this stuff got to resonate hard. I sent Josh a shout-out not too long ago. I said, there ain't another man I know of in this ministry that's serious about the Most High at that age.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? There ain't nothing else to do in this world.
Nothing
else to do in this life.
Zero.
There's nothing that is more blessed and more honorable than serving the Most High. Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Real life. True life.
Read, teach.
Only thus can it really be sprinkled with waters of ablution. Only thus can it really be sanctified by waters of purification. And only thus can be really direct his steps to walk blamelessly through all the vestitudes of his destiny in all the ways of Yah in the manner which he has commanded, without turning either to the right or to the left, and without overstepping any of Yah's words. Then indeed, will he be acceptable before Yah like an atonement offering which meets with his pleasure? And then indeed will he be admitted to the covenant of the community forever.
Wow. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
The Bible teaches, well, shall a young man mend his ways? And of course the answer is by taking heed to the word of Yah.
That's it.
Josh, you'd be better off. But you'd be better off letting me or one of the leaders in Israel pick your wife for you. I'm serious.
I agree.
That way I know you ain't making no mistakes.
That's it.
I'm telling you.
19.
Don't trust in your own heart and your own way. Because people don't understand. People, come on, man, I'm gonna give y'all an education again. Man, we're straight up visual.
Yes.
That's all we are.
Yes.
We're straight up visual, and that's all we are and stuff, but we don't discern. Look, I'm an old hat. Old hat getting old. We know how to judge cattle. We've been to the market quite a few times, tell you what a good cattle is, got good hindquarters, good breeding stock. I'm only speaking
I agree. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need to let us pick.
Yeah.
Now, you can go ahead. It's your right. Do what you want. Pick who you want. You be better off, don't even try to, you be better off letting us pick for you.
Why?
That way you end up with a Rebecca.
Oh,
and a Sarah.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Boy, there's no damn judgmental riff-raff. You just let us pick it. The Bible, the book says, when a man waits, please, y'all,
he'll
give him the desire of him. He told Dawid, he said, all you got to do is just ask. You already got 17 of them. All you got to do is just ask. You got how to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of y'all got you.
You did.
We sound stupid. I know we sound stupid, but I'm telling you one thing, man. Don't despise the hoary head.
Yeah.
And don't despise the day of wisdom. I wish I had somebody. You know, it's crazy, because I was a little young boy while everybody else in the neighborhood running around trying to figure out what the next drug do and all this other shit. You know what I would do? I would go find some old people sitting on their steps, and I would sit down there and listen to them talk. And one old man, he talked to me, and he looked at me and said, son, do you think you can get me a squirrel? Now, damn, I'm 13 years old. I'm going to clean this guy. Yeah, I'll get you a squirrel. I took my damn little BB gun and went and killed a squirrel and bought it to him. Thank you very much. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody else was out doing, man, I was out having my own little trash route. And then when I graduated my own little trash route, knocking on doors, man, I would turn around and I would push a lawnmower. I got enough money to buy me a lawnmower and then to be able to put gas in it, and then I would cut grass with my lawnmower around all this 5 mile radius of the neighborhood. You know, I got old enough to work. I worked out there and everything. You see what I mean? In Israel, we're trying to preserve y'all. You ain't got to do all that. You don't have to do all that. All you got to do is be willing and obedient. You eat the good of the land.
Yes, indeed.
We need to be to the place to where we don't need to be getting out there. I'm telling you right now, we don't need to be out there hitting it that hard.
Yes,
we just
sir.
Need wise people behind us.
That's it.
Young men for their strength.
Yes, sir.
Old men for their wisdom. I got plenty of wisdom up here, I promise you.
Yes, you do.
I got plenty of wisdom up here that if the Most High was to leave me going for the next 200 years, you wouldn't believe the type of community we could get going.
Yeah.
But he ain't got it like that.
Yeah.
The way he got it is, whether you got it in your time, you pass it down.
That's it.
You give it out.
Hallelujah.
And then in succession, you bring it to them and then let them take care of the next generation.
Yes, sir.
And then the next generation take care of the next generation.
Yes, sir.
That's why Yah said we so complicated as a human beings, he gave us one book. That will last throughout thousands of years.
Yes,
all you got to do is obey that book right there. You know why? Same thought.
Yes,
come from the mind of God. That was some powerful stuff right there. You don't think I'm going to read the rest of that?
I know you are.
I'm going to be tabbing that thing up. I'm going to be tabbing it up left and right. And not only that, if you look in here, in these tabs right here, it's got these things right here. It tells you the passage of scripture right here, and you got to go to the back of it to see. It tells the passage of scripture where the vein of the thought is actually coming from. Now you got to go all the way to the back of the scripture, the back of that book right there, and it tells you the index of it or where it comes from. See what I mean? And now I got, that's also where I got to learn how to read that thing now.
Yeah.
How to find it.
This
one's
good.
This
one's good. Of the two spirits in man. That's how I do
it. Oh, by the way, Brother Kabir had an interview with Jesse Patterson today. Now, I mean, I believe the old man means well. I mean, I believe he do. He means well. He got a bunch of things wrong, at least in my own opinion he does. Neither here nor say. I think his intent is somewhat right. I think he's also comical and mean to be comical after watching everything. But Brother Kabir did a damn good job on that interview. You could tell the NFL prepped him well. But, man, I posted it on Facebook. I hadn't put it on YouTube just yet. Posted it on Patreon, too. Y'all want to do good to go over there and check it out and watch it. But, Pastor, what did you think about that that Dead Sea Scrolls reading right there.
What I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, everything that was just read, I mean, it really sums up our walk, because that is the fine line. That's the line that Jesus is drawing in the sand between him and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, meaning that they could not understand where he was coming from. He said, "Seeing, you know, he said, before Abraham was, I am." And they said, how can he say that when he's not even yet 50 years of age? You don't understand the spiritual content when you have these things working in you and the Holy Spirit, which is the only thing that can help release you from that condition, that spiritual condition. And so when you hear that and you see it, because when you're really immersed in the Spirit, you are involved in a ministry that's immersed in the Spirit, and you're dealing with people. You're trying, you know, you're here to help people have that experience and to meet the Messiah.
John 8.
Right?
Yeah.
And people can't meet, and they wonder why. And here it is. We just read this in the Dead Sea Scrolls.
I'm hoping that some way, somehow, we can get everybody to really, truly comprehend not only what was read, but the sentiments of tonight, what we've been talking about, speaking about. Come on, young man. Y'all young men, what do y'all think about what y'all heard tonight? And what is the sentiment? What is the spirit of the hour that we're in right now, especially after seeing that? Elements, you do know you're getting that book back.
I know.
You know you're getting that book. He in it. Come on, McNabb, what you got?
Pastor, I was fortunate enough to be here on the land this week to hear you speak to the assembly. And the
Oh, yeah, you was in there, wasn't you?
And
they wouldn't like that pastor now, would they?
No,
they wouldn't like that pastor now.
And it was the same sentiment. It's just about being in one mind, one heart, one soul, one spirit. Pastor Corey was alluding to it earlier when he spoke on the video that he recently watched a few years ago. I was watching a Shabbat message this morning from 2013 called The Spirit of Selfishness. And I agree with Pastor Corey. I mean, he said that your wisdom is timeless, but really it's aforetime. Like when you speak, we don't get it until a couple of years later, for the most part. Those who are in the same vein get it on spot. But those who are coming in, so you said in that message that you asked a question. You said, what's the opposite of love? And everyone said, hey. But you said, no, that's only a manifestation of it. The opposite of love is self-centeredness.
Yeah.
What it broke down to is, you know, you said selfishness is an end-time spirit.
It is.
And we're seeing that right now more than ever. You spoke on it when you said that the division is coming. We see people operating in self and not getting in line and not staying in that same vein, the same spirit, which is you. You are the man of y'all. We got men of y'all right here. But if we can't fall in line with you, we see where the division comes from. But like this word says, if we get in the ideal society of y'all, that's where the fruit is. And this is exactly what for you to say that you've never read this before was mind blowing to me, because this.
No, I'm for real. I just read it this morning.
When I heard that, all I could think about was straightway. It said people didn't want to fall into the discipline. That's all we ever see when people fall away, because they don't want to be disciplined enough to serve. I am a willing slave. And I say that humbly. I am a slave to the Messiah. A slave is told by his master what to do, and he does it. That's what I am.
You know what the greatest thing I don't think people get? As a matter of fact, I ain't gonna think to it. I know they don't get it. Yahshua said this. Y'all wanna hear it?
Come on with it.
He said, whosoever is great among you let him be your servant.
Yeah.
They I'll use me as an example. There ain't nobody on this community outserves me. In other words, servant, watch this. How can I help you? What do you need? What can I do to make the life better?
Yeah, you do that.
All right, okay, yeah, that's good. Well, hold on. Don't be self-centered, self-focused, and self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
Now the discipline got to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to make myself available, but I'm not here to be taken advantage of for your own lust.
That's it.
Does that make sense?
Oh,
that
makes sense.
Don't think I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't talk pride. Stop. Watch yourself. Look out. Hold on. Hold your resolve. What you're learning is there's a wisdom that descends from above. There's also a wisdom where many of you are trapped up in. That the book calls it earthly, sensual, and devilish. There's no comparison whatsoever at all. It's about who you submit it to and what is the end time result of it.
Wow.
We can talk from here all the way until Ruth says facts. We can talk from down here to at least we can keep going till Shabbat time in the morning. Y'all wear out before we would. I promise you that.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Somebody said big old facts. This is so good, Brother Daniel. Now, y'all will have lines in tonight or not, man. Let us know. Y'all leaving us in damn limbo. What is it? But the whole idea is everybody get this. No, sincerely get it. Because even like when I teach young, and I've been a teacher all my life, you know what I'm saying? I want people to be better. I'm not going to just give it to you. I want you to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be better, and then I move out of the way, I go to something else. I want you to be better. Because when you get better as a good teacher, you're going to want the one you're teaching to be better.
Yeah.
You get that standard to keep on increasing and keep on increasing and keep on increasing. But damn, how much more better can you get when you get to perfection? You understand?
Yes, sir.
Bro, Steve up in Cali, this is gold. Yeah, it is gold. Because it's the principles of life. It's literally the principles of life. Element's still in that book, taking pictures.
I'm not sorry.
Y'all see what Element's doing. I'm not going to keep it from you now. I mean, you can get it anytime.
I'm trying to figure out
how to read it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to operate it.
Yeah.
You know. From what I can tell, if you're reading the word, you can come back. It's same.
Yeah, that index is different because it's on a Hebrew format.
Exactly.
It don't start from the front. It starts from the back, working its way to the front.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to.
It's the Dead Sea Scrolls.
I'm just trying to. Like, all the same. So, you know, years and years ago, when I first started coming here, Pastor Ray got a lot of bookshelves. And I used to try to, you know, you're right. I never tried to build nothing until I came here. A lot of what I learned here was foundation work. But what I did do, because I went through the library, and I would take pictures of IBN numbers of building books. And I literally went out and got those same books.
You got to understand, when I met Elder Mitch and Brother Greg, these damn two bachelors, man, in a big-ass townhouse in Houston, man. He had a damn R6, man, and Greg had his big-ass Harley, and they had vehicles out in the front. Just running.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Just running.
Yeah.
No, just running. Hey, we got our shit.
Yeah.
This is life. We running.
Yeah. Living.
That's it. Anyway, we gave all that shit up.
They did. They gave it up in a hard damn beat.
We gave it up. We gave it up fast. And it was all about the king. But I literally, anything he brought out when it came to a book, I would come here.
Every single time.
I would go through. I still do it here, every now and then. I come up in there and I look through, see if there's something new. And I get in. And what I do is I try my best to understand how the book operates, you know, how to read it, or if there's anything different about it, or if it has any historical, references. I try to go out and get them because, and he said this many, many years ago. He even said it tonight, but a lot of these books he ain't even read. So they just sitting on the shelf.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Literally, I haven't.
Yeah, he ain't even touched them. Some of them you skim through, you can kind of see some marks in them, but, I mean, he had some of them are pristine. They ain't even been touched. And he made the statement. He said, this isn't for me. You know? This is for the young ones come behind me. So what I thought about at that time, I thought about Men Like Elias. Now I'm
oh, looking, shit.
Well,
what damn phone? You see that damn foolish ass picture?
At that time.
I'm going to show it.
At that time.
I don't give a shit.
However,
show this damn,
you know,
foolish ass.
But what I think of is the young brother. He keep referencing Brother Josh, but, you know, men like him, young brothers like him, other young brothers coming up behind us, really. Because, you know, when you come up in this thing, at, you know, from, you know, a child, you come up from this thing. From,
look, they living the life, ain't it?
Yeah, they living it up.
They living
hell.
The damn life.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single one of them are people who used to be part of this ministry.
Yep, true.
Damn pagans. I ain't got no quarter for your ass. Gloat in your damn misery and your sin and iniquity and transgression.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come over here looking for shit from past to now. I ain't got nothing for you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, but anyway, I look at...
Sorry.
Nah, you good. Hey, I'll leave. But I look at the young men coming up behind us, you know, for brothers in their, you know, early 20s down, coming in this truth. These who the book's for. You know, as they're young, we impress upon them to read these things. You know, they're going to have the time to read this stuff while they're on the land, downtown, rainy days. You know, we're snowed in or whatever catching me. They have the opportunity to come pick up a book and invest in themselves, invest in their mind. You know, they don't have to worry about building up businesses, building up the ministry, you know, building. They don't have to do that. They got us to lead, guide, teach, you know, and as Pastor would say, maintain what we built so they can invest in their mind. They can invest in the knowledge. And this is the reason why he obtained these books. He told me that years and years ago. And I tell the young brothers that are single, I tell them every single time, you know, Brother Kenny, I told him, brother, you're young, you're single, get around these communities, get around, travel, go out, go to the meetings, you know, go when we have these ministry meetings, drive-ons, you know, all this stuff, go to the meetings, come to
the meetings. Well, they say a lot of they come to the meetings, though.
Yes, they do. So I tell them, if you notice, there's been an uptick in it, because on the group we got, I've told every last one of them, go to them. Why not? You're young, you're single, you got nothing holding you back, you're not trying to build a family, you don't have an Isha, you know, you're not doing anything, you're just working, and you're coming, and you're being faithful. So continue to be faithful. Come to these events. Learn. Absorb. Let it be a part of your being, your soul, your subconscious mind, your mind. Let it be a part of you. Get it in your heart. You know what I mean? Invest in yourself. There was a brother that came on our group, Young Bloods, this week, and he asked a question concerning, you know, how do you become content? And Pastor Dodd just answered your question earlier in this broadcast when he brought Brother Josh. There ain't shit else out there. I keep saying that. I said it on the group. You heard it tonight from the shepherds. There isn't nothing out there.
You can save you a lot of stuff.
You got men, you pastor just said. He said he wish he would have came in at Brother Josh's age of 20. All right? You got other young men that were a lot like myself. I look at Brother McNabb. I look at, I'm going to use John. I look at John. He's a lot like myself when he first came in. Worked, had a career, had a job, made plenty of money. You see what I'm saying? He's a lot similar to what I was doing at the time. We left all that shit to come to this.
That shit's vain.
You see what I'm saying? We left all of that. I was a young, miserable man, lonely man, depressed man, stressed man. Why? I didn't know. You know what it was? I didn't have Yah.
Yeah.
I did not have him. I didn't have his spirit. I didn't. I was selfish. You see what I'm saying? So the idea is, once I find solace in the Most High, I mean, it changed my world. So coming here, seeing a man, and I'm sorry, it is what it is, seeing a meddling man like me, all right, investing in his people, having guards. You don't see that. You don't see that. Having guards, having great houses, raising animals, preaching, teaching, living by the book, you know, and then I seen a mixed multitude. You see what I mean? Then you come here and he makes these things available, take advantage of it.
Yeah, you see a mixed multitude coming in, and then you got your damn black ass people who claim to be Israel that won't even give the same dedication or sacrifice as the people who's allegedly, in your mind, supposed to be of another nation.
Yes.
They won't even dedicate half of it.
True.
In any way, shape, or form. Listen, what we're doing, it has eternal dividends.
Yes.
I don't give a damn what you did all your life.
Yeah.
What you're doing now, here and now, it has eternal dividends, and it's going to pay that.
Yeah.
None of us going to escape it, period, point blank.
True.
So you want to get your accolades, so you work, so what? So what, you work for this damn world for that long, you got your own selfish-ass retirement for your own selfish-ass benefit, for your own selfish-ass credit.
Yeah.
What about y'all's people?
That's it.
How many times y'all should give analogies?
That's it.
Over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, you got this? Even in Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
Made gain. Did all that amongst Israel and the people. He said, man, no, man, I'll give more than half back to the people, man.
Exactly.
What? This? For this? Mm-hmm. What about the one, the pearl of great price?
Yeah.
Sold everything
that
he ever had.
Indeed.
Just for that one pearl.
Yeah.
And we still sit up and trying to fool around. Let me see. All right. Get 20s. I've been through the 20s.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, passed out, it's different times. That don't mean it's better.
Nope, so don't.
The book teaches there ain't nothing new under the sun. The book teaches you seek for the old paths and search for them.
Yeah.
And when you seek for them, you search for them, you find rest for your soul. So don't give me this new shit. There ain't nothing new under the sun. That's what the book teaches. I'm going to speak with the book.
Yeah.
Been through the 30s, been through the 40s.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through my damn 50s now.
Yeah.
I said, but thank you, man. I'm going to stick with y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and stick with y'all. I've been sticking with him all this time.
Yeah.
He's been good. I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to stick with him.
Yeah.
Chief Shane, have we ever seen a righteous forsaken? Have we ever seen the seed of y'all begging for bread?
No.
We ain't never seen it.
Hallelujah.
Any way, shape, fashion, or therefore, we ain't. We have food. We have raiment. I promise you. We are literally content. Y'all check out them fish burritos we was eating? No, chicken burritos.
Oh, good.
Tonight,
yeah.
That wasn't just chicken out. That was straightway raised chicken.
Yeah.
That's why your teeth could go through it so easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no mucus and puff in that shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A little puff.
No, it's good food.
Yeah.
Can't do it, man. Can't deny y'all. Any way, shape, fashion, or form, and we'll not do it. And neither will we be in Gnosticism to where we're going to pose more on you than what y'all expects himself.
Yes, sir.
We're going to stick with what the book says.
Yeah.
Can't improve on the book, man. Religion is always superseding what y'all requires.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not the righteous. The righteous is going to do what y'all says and the requirement of it. So anyway, man, Elder, man, you can keep on going. I promise you can.
Yeah.
But Elder, we got, you going to be able to be here?
What?
Second day.
I'll be here. Me and a few other brothers, we'll be here. At least three is a bare minimum.
We need three. We
bare minimum, three.
We.
Right and early.
We got to put your hand in the shit day.
Okay.
I promise you on that.
It's all good.
And everything we're going to do is going to benefit Israel.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was saying earlier, Brother Kabir, hit on those forum walls.
Mm-hmm.
And let me finish what it was going to do. All right, so you see how fast we can put a building up. We can put a building, I mean, greater, taller than the damn world.
Yeah.
You already see. We can do that, right? And moving at the speed we're moving in, we can do that. But these forms right here, we can form it up in the rebar.
Yeah.
And do all that, and then have the walls up, right?
Yes, sir.
And then once you put up the forms, put up the walls and rebar and connect it to the footing, all you have to do is call in a big-ass pump truck. Now, you still have to pay $800 or $900, you know, for the pump truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you don't have to lay no blocks.
No.
You got solid poured walls.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Kabir, he says, I finally found a place where I can be a blessing to Israel, and pastor ain't going to balk at it.
Mm-hmm.
Kabir's already been a blessing in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
He says, what I can do is, I can go ahead and purchase these forms. I want to do it for an offering. He would never tell you this. He would never literally tell you this. He said, but you know the form that he purchased and he's buying right now, that's enough to where if we went to any lands and out, you could build two big-ass three bedrooms.
Wow. That's a lot.
At one time.
Wow.
With those forms.
That's a lot.
Wow. So you tell me how fast can you get a community up here?
Yeah. Very quick.
You see what I'm saying?
Very quick.
Now, mind you, what did the Messiah say? He said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Okay, your burden may be a little bit hard going, but as we go, should be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Burden should be a little bit lighter.
Yeah, shit.
As we get more beat.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. And with that home that I'm building up at, he bought all those forms for the outside of that home right there.
Wow.
And we could take those forms. Brother, now we've been talking left and right, upside down, in between, sideways. And we'd be bumping heads like hell.
Mm-hmm.
And but we come to agreement.
Yeah.
But you can literally take and turn around and build two homes out of forms. For a quarter of the energy will take us to do about a block.
Right.
And I'm going to still tell you, a block building is not no, a block building, that's a building.
Mm-hmm.
That's a building. You think about that. And not only that, you can use those forms, y'all ready for this? Up to 30 and 40 times.
Wow.
This just ain't for a few times, 30 or 40 times. You can take them down, reframe them. All you got to do is wash them out real good, oil them up, put them in a good storage facility. I told Kabir, you got to worry about a damn thing about that. I said, if we need to just build a place just to store the forms, we can do that.
Yeah.
And put up homes?
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling people over and over again, concrete is a hell of a lot cheaper. I know it sounds straight, but it's a hell of a lot. Go ahead, Ellen.
Do you think that we could stretch that 30-40?
I do. I really, truly do. And not only that, on the other side over there, I looked at that creek when I was up there. You know, I do a little walking and stuff. I looked at my creek. I got ideas. I'll run them past you, though. But I really, truly think. I got, man, we can do a lot
on the backside.
Yeah, we could. We could do a hell of a lot up there.
That opens up.
That is a lot of damn. That's 86 acres.
I know.
And y'all only working on maybe 8, 10 acres?
Yeah, 8,
10. If that much y'all working on. I mean, that's 70-some damn acres. You hear me, Pastor?
I'm in.
That's a lot of. They got a lot of land up in that place. A hell of a lot of land. And it's easy to designate the part that you're going to use for the. Bro, we got to turn in this ministry. I'm going to give you. We're going to end this broadcast on this. Everybody good? Everybody got something to say? We're in on this. This is my vision for the whole entire ministry. All right? Going forward. I'm going to put it out again in case everybody claimed they didn't hear it. I'm going to put it out right now for everybody here. All right. Straightway Goshen they probably have 130-plus acres of land. Straightway, Kentucky got 86 acres of land. Is that right? Straightway, Tennessee got 101 acres of land, but that's mountainous. That's just three. That's not including all the food that Brother Robert and Sister Deidre and Mom Munty and them are producing down there at the other Straightway, Georgia. That's not including what Elder Rupert's been doing down there at that other end. And we can keep on expanding out over and over and over again. And that's not including, watch this, mark this, within the next 2 years, there's going to be two more communities with over 70 acres of land on it. And that's not including Straightway Cleveland, Tennessee, that has 86-plus acres of land. We got, hot damn, right now we got at least 600-700 acres of land. So listen to me. The problem is the same problem, and you know what I'm going to say. It's the same problem as always has been. We got places prepared for the people, but we don't have people prepared for the places. How many times have I said that?
Years.
Over and over and over again.
I met you.
Right now. We can set up and we can take a community and we can put our resources in it, fine-tune it, and make it just our organic chicken farm.
Yeah.
What Kabir and them talking about doing, we got manager out here already. We can get some Wagyu.
Ooh.
I got Wagyu. You know what I'm
saying? Come on, Kabir. Let's get it.
Right now, I got Wagyu. Right now, get up, get out of this seat, go open up that refrigerator in there, and open up that refrigerator and see how much Wagyu is in there. I'm going to show you what I'm going to eat. People think I'm going to be talking shit.
Yeah, I mean,
all you do is talk. You just sound good. All right, wait till you get back. So, what Kabir and them talk about doing, we was going to make them the cattle market. They ain't going to even doing it.
Right.
Depends on the geographical location. Mm-hmm. Use that geographical location for your advantage. Mm-hmm. And then you use the old Horiated people to run these refrigerated vans to different communities and then feed us.
That's it.
You see the Wagyu?
That's the
Wagyu. How
about
Wagyu?
A lot of Wagyu.
Wagyu. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's Wagyu. Wagyu.
Yeah.
That's top.
Yes, sir.
You go out Midwest, you ain't sitting down at the restaurant for less than $125. No, when you sit down, that's $125. Then you start counting up from there. Imagine we were producing all that amongst ourselves, and then you have enough, further south you go, you do all that for the produce and the greens. You do all that for a bro's degree. You go up north, Midwest, you produce all that for the meat. You do all that for the dairy, and you do all that for the goats and the...
Right. See?
Why would we need to go to the world?
We wouldn't have to.
Well, we could have Elder Darrell.
Yes.
A couple of other elders. They could turn around and we could package, have a turnkey.
He got CDL. He drives trucks, right?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can run that between each community, produce this community, every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Meet this community.
Yeah.
Brother Rich could set up there and teach brothers how to butcher lamb.
Yep.
Goat.
Yep.
Cows. All of it. Mm. And package it. What the hell we waiting on, Israel? I'm telling you what we waiting on. Waiting on you.
Yeah.
Waiting on you. I don't want to sit up and keep talking about the blessing of the Most High God, what he's doing. Listen, I want all of us to be blessed.
Yeah.
That's why I keep telling you on and over again. Put your Federal Reserve notes right here. I said up in Hebrew Awakening, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said, put your shit right. I guarantee I'll do a hell of a lot better than what your damn jack lady preachers are doing. I promise you that.
Only one person said give Jesus. Only one.
Only one.
Only one. Yeah. I can't remember that man's name. I
promise one thing, I'll do a hell of a lot more than y'all ass would. What's the name of the damn guy, the educated one, did all the narrating?
The one that's not accredited, Ron Dalton?
Not Ron Dalton, but his damn sidekick. Howard. Dr. Howard.
Yeah.
Damn thought he has damn no shit, man. Y'all bullshit. And all y'all people out there, man, listen, these people today, they're there to make a living off your damn backs.
They don't suck each other.
Anything I do in Israel is about to be able to exploit Israel. They are not about rotating a dollar in our community. They're about rotating a dollar in our community and how many times I can get it come through my damn hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, we done. Last thing coming up. Everybody good? We come on this night. All praise to the Most High, y'all.
All praise.
Pastor, be delivering the message tomorrow morning, and we thank the Father for that. But other than that, hey, we thank y'all for being here tonight. So we bless y'all, the sweet person, and the strong. And remember this, I'm cutting off P.O. Box 32. Y'all better get over to PMB 7, Post Office Box 7, 632, Highway 52 Bypass West, number 7. 632, Highway 52 Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Get there, send the mail back. Don't keep sending stuff to 30. I'm telling you, you send the P.O. Box 32, the way these rednecks are, they're going to turn around and send it back. They don't give a damn. They will. And make it out to, if you have any contributions whatsoever at all, make it out the Straightway STR right behind me. Straightway Truth Ministry. That way it goes straight to the foundation.
Hallelujah.
The best of those of all liability,
yes.
Obligation, whatsoever at all. Send it there. We good to go. And we're going to use it for the work of the kingdom. I promise you that.
Hallelujah.
Thank y'all for each and every last one of y'all being with us tonight. Hey, I'm tired. I promise I am. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. That was an early morning. No, matter of fact, that's a late morning for me. Pastor, good to see you, man.
You too, Pastor.
Josh, yep. Trey, McNabb, Ellen, we call you in the last moment, man, but you got here. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Teach, old hat. We here? Waiting to hear what Lions then got. Y'all better come with something. Don't come with no bullshit tonight, Daniel. You come with some bullshit, you're going to see us tomorrow morning before Sabbath at your place. Hey, I'm like, dude, let's come with some bullshit. Bro, Kamiri did an excellent job with over there with Jesse Lee Patterson, man. He did a real good job. Damn good job. I got my own reservation, but we're going to withhold that thought until later. But anyway, we bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name while soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming. I put that little man up there. Peach, you better get him real quick before it is. Children love that. Appreciate y'all coming out. Oh, man, they love
you. Bless you. Man, do you need it? Boy.
I'm going to sweat him.
Sweat? I'm going to say, help. Somebody. Help. Push the butt. Boy.
Oh, that's a heavy fit, boy.
Yeah. We got hot all of a sudden. It's just like, whoosh.
That's a hint.
Oh, that hint, bitch, huh?
Oh, you saw me
here? Oh, I ain't.
I'm just
good.
Yeah,
what
you
say?